Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior softball star at Rhinek High School, Olivia Tobin. So, hi, welcome to the show, Olivia, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Of course. I love doing this show, and with us today also is Coach Joan Spedafino, and it's nice to see you again,
nice
Coach.
Nice to see you again, Coach.
It's great to see you.
And we had another winner from your school, a teammate of yours there, Olivia. We had Katie Blanche. So we've had a couple of winners now from Rhinek High School. And as I look at how Rhinek is doing so far, according to your nomination letter, and I'm getting obviously a little bit of an update on Rhinek High School girls softball, is that you guys are pretty darn dominant. You know, I see, what are you, like 18-0 right now this particular season?
20-0 right now.
Oh, 20-0. Okay. Even more dominant than like 40-1 over the last couple of years, which is just incredible. And I know I joke around about this thing quite often, but I'm sure that one team that beat you probably has a banner hanging from the rafters of their gym. So 8 consecutive league championship. You're also ranked number 5 in the state. Now, for where you're at now, when do the playoffs get started?
So we will begin on Monday, I believe. We have a bye the first round, which is great. And we're waiting to see who wins on Saturday, and then we'll play that team.
Okay. All right. So you've also been a 5-year varsity starter at second base. Occasionally you play some shortstop or catcher when needed.
Yes.
And also you've got yourself an upwards of .970 fielding percentage this season, almost a .700 on base percentage, which I mean, that's amazing. And I'm sure your teammates gotta love seeing you walk up to the plate, knowing that you're getting on base.
Yeah, that's kind of my goal when I'm at the plate. I don't really think too much about, oh, I'm going to knock this one out of the park. I'm more so like, I need to get on base. And then a lot of my, like Katie, for example, she bats third and I bat first. So those RBIs, like I usually am the RBI that goes on that sheet. So it's nice. It's a nice like mutual sort of thing.
And though even as a, you know, leadoff hitter, you still got 16 ribbies this year. You've got, you know, like 30 or so runs scored and 16 walks. That's a big one too. That is another part of that on base percentage. So that's, right. That's you having a really good eye.
Yeah. I do my best. I like to just get on base no matter what it is. I'm fine walking. I'm fine, you know, a little single, a little double, something like that. Just to get on base is important.
And that's all about being team oriented, which, you know, I've read in your nomination that is, you know, one of the biggest aspects of your game is being right. Team oriented.
Yes. Just being part of the team.
And I see, too, you've probably reached this mark by now. But did you just get your 100th hit?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
Oh, that's great. Now, my question is, did you like major leaguers? Did you stop, say, on first base and call for somebody to toss you the ball so you could hold on to it?
Well, actually, I didn't even know that I got it. I was a little confused about the amount that I actually had. And then after I got to third and Miss Sped was like, that was your 100th hit. And I was like, what? No way. I didn't even realize. I didn't even like it went right over my head. I don't really focus too much on like the stats aspect that much until maybe after the game. But
OK, well, obviously not, because it took you all the way to get to third base and a coach to remind you for you to know you actually had that number. So, so I'm with you there. And you've been, let's see, all league 4 years, all section honorable mention for 3 years. And I have to mention this because this was mentioned in your nomination letter from coach. And it's definitely a testament to your level of play that you've gained respect from opposing coaches who have watched you play, noting how wonderful it is that you do, how wonderful you do play, and that your hustle is undeniable. Now, that is pretty cool when you're getting that kind of respect from an opposing coach who's probably at the same time very jealous of Coach Spedafino that you're not on their team.
Yeah, that's very awesome. I try and do my best to listen to obviously Miss Sped and then, you know, help the team out. So if, you know, I'm hit a ground ball, like I'm doing my best to beat it out. There's a like hard grounder going past me in the field, like I'm doing my best to get it, you know. So I'm never just like, okay, like somebody else will get it, you know.
Right. And she also does mention in the letter too that in all her years of coaching, you're like the only player that she's never had to say, step up your play. You know, she's never had to say anything in that regard when it comes to your hustle, because it's always there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just like characteristic. I don't know.
And it also goes to the fact that you are a captain of the squad, just like you are the captain of the tennis squad, where you've also been a first single player for 3 years, all league for 4 years. You made the sectionals 4 years in a row. Now, with being a captain in both sports, obviously your play on the field, your play on the court, it speaks for itself. But leadership is more than just that. So how do you approach being a captain from a mentorship position, say, for the younger players?
So I think it was very nice that I got to be captain for both teams, because I kind of got to work out all the kinks during tennis season and like see. For me, one of the biggest things that I like to kind of exemplify is just, you know, like class and attitude and poise and that kind of thing. Because, you know, I'm not going to stand there and be like, okay, you need to learn from me all these skills. No, like I'm really big on, you know, positive mindset and good attitude when we're playing. So I hope that that's something that people take from me. I also do think that it's a little bit of part of my personality. I'm pretty sociable and I like to take control of situations when I can. So, you know, during tennis, that was a big part, like, you know, just like little talks before we went out on the court. And then now in softball, we always do before a home game, we do a little chat with the team before we go out and play. And, you know, basically every time we're in the circle, I always say, just play our game, you know, make an error. It's not a big deal. Just get the next one, you know, just working on positive mindset.
Well, that is the best way to go about it. And you're right. You know, make an error, just a little dirt off the shoulder and keep moving forward. And the other thing, though, is you are the captain of a team that is 40-1 in the last couple of seasons. Does that add any pressure to be the captain of such a dominant squad, a team that's ranked number 5 in the state?
To be honest, I would say no. We have a great team. Everybody is super into it and everybody's super focused. We all want it the same amount. So I don't think that it adds any particular pressure. And also Katie's a captain with me. We have two other captains. So it's pretty evenly distributed. And, you know, we just all have the same goal, and that's to win. So it's not too bad.
And with some of the younger players, have you seen any market improvement that you might say to yourself you're particularly proud of? Because, you know, hey, I think I had a hand in that.
Yeah, definitely. As far as the, like I was saying before, the attitude and mindset, I think, well, at least I would hope that that's something that they take from me. After, you know, everyone strikes out every once in a while. After I strike out, I get right back in the dugout and start cheering. And I hope that that's something that they've learned from me at the beginning of the season. I think there was definitely some like, oh man, like, I can't believe I struck out. Like, coach is going to be so disappointed, that kind of thing. And I'm just like, hey, you know, like, you have to just start cheering for the next person, make up for it in the field. And I think that is something that they've learned from me, I hope.
Well, I would imagine that you can feel proud of that, because obviously they have learned something from you, because you guys still ain't losing.
Yeah.
You know, so now, coach, let me turn to you. And I know I've talked to you here before with Katie Blanche a few weeks ago, who has also won this award. Talk to me about Olivia.
You know, she is the daughter I never had. She is just unbelievable, positive, a pleasure to coach. Everyone should have an Olivia on their team. She rallies the troops. And she keeps the troops, you know, even keeled. You know, I could not ask for more from her. And she, you know, last year she was our leadoff batter. And a lot of times, she was our second batter. So a lot of times we had to ask her to bunt. And it was never, she always did whatever we need her to do. This year she's our leadoff hitter, which is great because she's so versatile. I think the thing I'm most proud of is, you know, being a second baseman, winning this award too. And it's nothing to take away from being a second baseman, but this is a really difficult award to win. And, you know, I'm just so ecstatic that the committee recognized all of her talent and how valuable she is to Rhinex softball.
Oh, that's fantastic. And yes, I did note the fact that, you know, Olivia is a second baseman and a leadoff hitter, you know, to win this award as a softball player. And that is great that is recognized. And when we take a look at the academics here in just a little bit, you're going to understand another reason why she has won this award. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior softball and also tennis star at Rhinex High School, Olivia Tobin. So, Olivia, with this award comes the academic side of it. And I'm thinking a 98.5 average would say that you're doing pretty well. You're pretty, you know, you're holding up your end of things. And a pretty demanding course load as well. I see AP stats, biology, comparative government, Spanish, English language. You're working on an advanced Regents diploma, National Honor Society, high honor roll, an AP scholar. All of this stuff is making my brain want to take a nap. And you won the AP Chemistry and George Eastman Awards last year as well. So first off, that is a heck of a course load. And second, what are those two awards, the AP Chemistry and George Eastman Awards?
So the AP Chemistry one, I believe, is just for excellence in the course. So just based on your grades, I believe. And chemistry was one of my favorite classes that I've taken in the last 4 years. It just came like pretty naturally to me. I liked it a lot. And then the George Eastman Award was for leadership, actually. So I believe that comes through like extracurriculars and school clubs. I was an officer in my SAD club. I was the president. And then in my HOSA club, I was the kind of like social media and relations person, public relations.
All right. Now, I do see the HOSA club comes up quite often in your nomination letter. And you've just answered one of my questions here that I normally ask, which is, what is your favorite class? You know, what is the thing that strikes your fancy the most? So it seems like chemistry might be the one.
Right. Well, actually, I took bio this year, and I think I did like it a bit more. I do better with things that are more physical and that you could kind of like see. I'm very like science orientated. I want to go into a science related field after college. So I did really enjoy AP biology this year, but yeah.
Okay. And you keep answering my questions before I ask them, by the way, because eventually I do ask, you know, all these winners what they plan on studying when they get to school. And I kind of figured, you know, medicine or, you know, in that case, science oriented would probably be your thing. Now, has there been any class, though, that you took over the last number of years, maybe an elective or something, that kind of surprised you and you said, whoa, I really like this and I didn't expect to?
Well, actually, I took AP statistics this year, which like was kind of an elective because it's not required. And I'm not really great at math, but it actually did surprise me because I did kind of enjoy it, which sounds kind of nerdy and horrible, but it was very, very challenging for me. And I love school. Like I love going there and like learning. So it was first period every day and my teacher was incredible. And, you know, I struggled a lot at first, but towards the end of the year, I like sort of found what works for me. And it's very, statistics isn't much of math. It's more just like conceptualizing and interpreting. So I really enjoyed that class.
And that's important, though. And it's that's a feather in your cap to know that you were able to adapt and overcome something that was difficult to start with, that, you know, you didn't know what to expect going into it, really. But then to, you know, basically to conquer it when you're all done. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, I see, too, that for the last couple of years, you've been president of your school's chapter of SAD and also vice president as a sophomore. And you kind of mentioned this earlier when it comes to your captainships, that you're pretty good at talking to the room. Well, according to your nomination letter here, you've got no issues with commanding the room when it comes to, you know, like 90 folks or so that are in this group. So how important is SAD to you? I mean, obviously it is because you've been president for 2 years and vice president before that.
Yeah. So SAD, it stands for Students Against Destructive Decisions. We do a lot of like prevention and awareness work. I hold that very near and dear to my heart. I have in my family, like we just have a long history of, you know, alcohol abuse and things like that. So it was very important to me in high school to be able to be comfortable in a setting where I was able to talk about that and be with other people who really also agree with you and want to make a change. And it's great, especially in a school setting. And as far as being president goes, I think it was a very, very rewarding experience. One of the best feelings for me, at least, is when you're in a room with like 70 people and the minute you start talking, they all look up and stop talking and stop doing what they were doing and actually just like listen to you because they think what you have to say is important. And that was just really cool for me. But I love SAD and I'm actually very sad to be leaving.
Oh, I got what you did there. Got what you did there. Yeah. Nicely done. Nicely done. So I see you've also been on the student athletic cabinet for the last couple of years. What's the main push there with the cabinet?
So yeah, that's something that Ms. Sped and Mr. Segley, our athletic director, kind of brought to me. And that was more so to get the student athletes involved in the community. So I believe Katie and you guys talked about this a bit too, but every month they do like a new activity, and that could be like community service orientated. So I remember one year we did, we made like Christmas cards for people living at the Osborne facility, which is like a retirement home, I think. And yeah, it's just, it's fun to be able to like unite, and it's all athletes of all sports, no matter what season. So it's cool when you're like with people who you wouldn't really necessarily share ideas with because you're not on the same team.
Ah, understood. Yes. To be able to do that across the board. Yeah, that's very cool. Also, you volunteer at a softball clinic for the last number of years. You help run the Little League tryouts. We just mentioned the student athletic cabinet and also HOSA as well. And I should say congratulations are in order because it wasn't on your nomination letter, but you did let me know that you're going to the University of Richmond.
Yes,
to play softball. So good for you. And maybe do something when it comes to that biology and that the sciences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully pre-med, hopefully med school after college, but we'll see. Anything could change.
Well, if it is pre-med, I don't have any concerns that you'll have any difficulties there. So, and you'll also be joining, by the way, at the University of Richmond, my winner from last week. I had a winner, Sean from Byram Hills High School is also going to be going to the University of Richmond, which is one of the things, by the way, that I find cool about this this particular award and doing these interviews is that there are some folks that are going to be, you know, sitting in freshman orientation classes together, which I just think is really cool. So so coach, let me ask you before we finish up here for some thoughts here on Olivia.
Well, I think, you know, listening to her bio, you know, she is the complete package. She is a grand slam in the world of softball. And, you know, I'm just so proud of her and everything she does 110%. It's so positive. And, you know, she really is such a great representation of Rhinac. I'm going to really miss her next year. I mean, she is our leader. She is just a great, great kid. A woman. Sorry, Liv.
Indeed, coach. Indeed. So, all right, Olivia, before we finish up, I just wanted to ask you a question because it's a lot of things that you do. And I'm looking at your nomination letter and it says, you know, you also volunteer at the Mamaroneck Library or teaching assistant, Children's Hope Chest, Carver Center Food Pantry. And at the very end of the list, it says avid hiker. When the heck do you find any time to go hiking?
That's a more family thing. Like vacations, especially we went to Wyoming a couple summers ago and that was awesome. Got to hike in the mountains. And then also, around here, we have some nice little trails in the marshlands. I just go for little walks. I wouldn't really consider that a hike, but, I like being in nature, I guess.
Okay. And is there anything else in the way of like, say hobbies or interests, that you're able to turn to when it comes to just finally being able to take a little bit of a break and give your brain a rest?
Yeah, I really like driving. I don't know if that's just a teenager thing. And, you know, I just got my license last year, but I'm pretty obsessed with just like blasting music and going on long drives for no apparent reason, which I know like every mom out there is probably like shaking their head right now. One of my favorite things to do. It's very therapeutic. So definitely give it a haven't.
Well, I can understand that because I went to college about 600 miles away from home. And my favorite part of college was just driving alone by myself, you know, the 10 hours or whatever it was to get there and just cranking the tunes and drinking way too many Mountain Dews until I was rubber kneed when I finally got there. So, yes, I can understand the driving around and just cranking some tunes and, you know, being on your own. So
it's, you get it.
Yes, it is nice to have something like that to turn to. So, well, listen, Olivia, again, it was fantastic talking to you. And it was a great way to close out our award this year, the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. You are the last winner for the school year. And thank you very much for being a great interview and closing things out on a high note.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm super honored.
And it was great to talk to Coach again. And for Rhinec High School's Olivia Tobin, I'm Frankenberry. And you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week right here on 100.7 WHUD.